Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Lau drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Landis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts in front of the plate. Lau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Lau and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal misplays the ball. That's an error on Veal. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre fires to first and picks off Rivera. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Lau moves to second. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to third. Francona moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on more. Lau scores. Francona moves to third. Keane moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Keane tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-3 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torgerson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to second. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing first base. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Early Wynn now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.